Two. It's just did the first star ruby there. It's it's quite weird feeling to do it, jump around the room kind of thing. But I'm trying to do it in a best way I can.
Doing it in the English version because the Greek just seems a bit, weird to me. Well, it was a weird thing to do anyway, but you know what I mean. I don't speak Greek.
Like, if I already have KNC with the Holy Guardian Angel anyway, and I speak to her in English, I don't really see much point in speaking in Greek. You know what I mean? Saying words I don't understand. Yeah, so I did it. And the way I want to do it is, because I've been reading that there's not really much point in doing a banishing ritual if you're not going to do something after it. So I evoked the Archangel Raphael. I had some health kind of question or thing I want to know, so I was kind of talking away to him in my meditation, and maybe about halfway through I just kind of felt a whoosh, you know, as if like to stop talking. And I just kind of had this feeling of a presence of someone kind of smiling at me and just going, "Ha, it's okay, you don't need to be rambling," kind of thing, you know. So it was very nice feeling like that. And yeah, I just felt this kind of warmth, comfort, especially up around the back of my shoulders, you know, where you get that stress feeling. And yeah, then I did I got out the 40 servants, then did a card reading. The first card that I saw when I opened it was the dead. So that's it. You know, people obviously freak out when they see that card, but it's obviously a good card. It's about not forgetting your connections with the ancestors, and learning from the past, kind of thing. So I have to kind of take that as a message from Raphael. And also then when I shuffled the cards and went through it, there was the gatekeeper. So you know, obviously I'm just checking if this pauses now because I can go read it. The gatekeeper says, "The servant shows us how to get into areas of our life that we feel locked out of. He encourages us to know that there is always a key to every door." So that's an interesting one, because I don't feel like there's anywhere I'm locked out of my own life, kind of thing. But maybe through these Star Ruby rituals, there's a new part going to open. Hopefully so, because doing the blogs now with Tommy and both of us, writing on adventures and I suppose that must be it then, you know. So that's very interesting, a new element or a new chapter in my life is starting. I'm very excited about it. And so I think that's it for day one. Let's see what day two, because like, you know, I was freaking out at first until I did the first card reading with Minerva the night before we started. I was a bit nervous about doing all this, but now, because I got such a good reading with her, I'm excited. I know I don't sound like it because, you know, I'm on my own in the garage. You know, so that's for day one. Bye.